Park City Police Operations Captain Andrew Latham says the incidents, which took so many lives on 9/11, must never be forgotten. Of the 2,977 people who died that day, 412 were emergency workers. Last year, during the memorial service, a discovery was made.
Last year, we had an in-person ceremony at the police department, and we actually found that we have a small group of first responders from New York City who have retired in Park City. A lot of them didn't realize that each other were here until they came to this gathering last year. There were two or three either New York police or New York Transit police and some retired New York firefighters, and we'd kind of taken a break on having an official ceremony for a while, and then we realized that these people are in our community and how much it meant to them.
To be safe, they'll do things differently to commemorate those first responders. Dispatch will observe 2 minutes of silence at the exact times the planes hit the World Trade Center towers in New York City.
Instead of having a public gathering, we're going to post some large banners on the corner of Snow Creek and Park Avenue by the police department, just reminding people that not to forget 9/11. We're going to place a floral wreath below our flag, which will be at half staff. We'll put some little memorial badges, either police or fire badge, in the lawn across from the flagpole.
Sergeant Rob McKinney has been named the Elks Police Officer of the Year. A small private ceremony to acknowledge his contributions to the community will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday outside the police department.
Sergeant McKinney is just a consummate professional. He takes on a lot of responsibility at our police department. In late 2019, he was given the assignment to oversee our traffic unit. It can be one of the most demanding positions in our operations division. And he's done an excellent job with that. He's been very responsive to the community and to city officials. We had some auto pedestrian accidents during Sundance last year, another commercial vehicle accident coming off out of Ontario Canyon just a couple of weeks ago. So
Latham says they won't turn people away if they come to show support during McKinney's ceremony, but as always, masks and distancing are a must.
Well, we've had tremendous support from the community throughout the beginning of the pandemic, and then some of the demonstrations that have gone on across the country. And we are very lucky to live in this community and serve this community, and this community shows its support to our department constantly. And so we appreciate that and can't really ask for much more. But yeah, driving by the police department on that day and maybe giving a honk as they see the banners would be a good way to do it.
In a normal year, the Elks Lodge hosts a barbecue honoring Summit County and Park City law enforcement, along with a trooper, an emergency medical responder, and a local Park City firefighter. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.